This morning's lesson is going to be Jesus is my help, coming from Psalms chapter number 121 and verse number 1 and 2. It's right there at the top of the bulletin. Psalms chapter number 121 verses 1 through 2. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. All right? When you're looking at this particular passage, you think about the word help. Help means to make something easier or make easier for someone to do something by offering one service or resources, to give assistance or support to. Jesus is the source that aids or supports. Jesus makes things that seem difficult to deal with easier to handle or to bear. Jesus does that. Jesus makes things that are difficult to handle easier to bear or easier to deal with. So when you're saying Jesus is my help, Jesus is the one that is there to support us when things seem difficult or challenging. It's good to know that you got somebody that you can depend on. It's good to know that you have someone that is listening to you, and not just listening to you, but can provide you with the help that you need. Now, we got a couple of scriptures that are there to show or to support that is Jesus that does this. Let's look at each one of those, starting at 2 Chronicles chapter number 20 and 9. Each one of you get one of those, and then we'll get ready to go on a little further. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20, verse number 9.
2 Chronicles 20 and 9 reads, and when evil cometh upon us,
right,
as a sword,
right,
judgment or pestle, or
right,
famine,
right,
we stand before this house and in thy presence. For thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help.
Now, according to the text, you see that there's a lot of things that potentially can happen to us. According to verse number 9, you see the list. It says, when evil come, and not just evil, it come upon us as the sword, or as judgment, or as pestilence, or as famine. Now, those are the things that potentially can come our way. In other words, these are not things that you ask for, but these are the things that have the potential to come your way, to make things a little bit more difficult for your life. Evil. How can evil come? In the form of a sword, in the form of judgment, in the form of pestilence, and also in the form of famine. And it's telling you what you need to do when you are at this state of needing help. It says, what did you do in verse number 9? It says, we stand before the house, this house. They're not talking about any house, the dwelling place of Jesus, his sanctuary, where we know we can find Jesus. As the scripture declares that in the New Testament, Jesus says, my house shall always be called the house of prayer, a place where people can make their petitions known to the Lord, a place where people can cry out to the Lord. It says, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is where? That's right. The name of Jesus is in his church. The name of Jesus is in his church, and he gave us his name for us to call on in the time of trouble to get the help that we need. It says his name is in the house, and what do we do with his name? It says we cry. We cry unto the Lord in our afflictions, right? You cry out to Jesus in your afflictions. When stuff is difficult, it's not just saying that you're not going to cry. Some things are going to come your way that are going to bring you to tears. But what do? You don't sit there and boo-hoo and just go into a pity party and say, woe is me. This is going on and it's so hard. No, you cry it out to Jesus. According to that verse, it says, cry unto thee. Cry unto Jesus in your affliction. While you're going through, cry out to Jesus. Don't forget Jesus is your help. Cry out to Jesus in your afflictions. Many people will do that. Many people will, if you listen to them, they got everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a reason. Everybody's got an issue. Everybody has things that they're dealing with. And many people will sit by the side of the road and cry and murmur and cry and complain and cry and want attention. It's an illustration that I came across the other day on social media where a fellow was sitting in a pool of water. And if you looked at him, he had his head up, head like his only his head was coming out of the water. And he was trying to give the impression that he was drowning. From the out, if you were looking on the top of the water, all you would think is, yes, he was drowning because he didn't let his hands be shown. He didn't let his arms be shown. All you could see is his face. And he had such a desperate, sad look because he looked like he was in such desperate need of help. But then when you looked up under the water, the fellow was sitting down. In other words, he wasn't in no critical state. He could have gotten up. He could have made things better for himself. But it's the impression that he was trying to give us. And we have to understand, saints, that when things get hard or difficult, we cannot resort to behaving like that. We can't resort to behaving as though we are people that do not have a resource. That we are people that do not have a support system. You have a support system. It's called Jesus Christ. It's called His church. Now, the church is not here to bail you out of problems. The church is not here to sit there and listen and talk to you on a psychologist bench. Right. No. That's not what the church is here for. Right. The church is here to introduce you to the name of Jesus. The church is here to preach unto you Jesus. Yes. Now, it is up to you to have faith in His name. Right. It is up to you to exercise the faith that is in His name. Right. So that when problems come your way, according to this scripture, if evil come upon you in the form of a sword, in the form of judgment, in the form of pestilence, in the form of famine, what do you need to do? What have you learned? What have you been taught? What has been introduced to you? You have been introduced to a place where God Himself dwells. This is His church. This is the church of the living God, not a dead God. This is the church of the living God. And it says when you come in here, you should come in here to stand. Huh? Not wallow, not roll on the floor, not run, but come in here to stand. Stand and do what? Lift up your voice. Exalt the name of Jesus. Realize when you call on His name, His presence comes with His name. So you don't have to say, oh, I'm just looking for the heaven to come down. No. All you got to do is call on Jesus. His presence is in His name. Jesus answers by His name. One writer said that the Lord answered by fire. Just simply because the brother prayed to Jesus. And if the Lord did it for him, he'll do the same thing for us. We have to realize when we come into this place, this is His house. And this is the place where Jesus dwells at. This is where we make our petitions known to Jesus, saints. That's right. And we believe that when we say it, He hears us. He hears us and He's got the power to deliver us, right? Oh yes, saints. It says we cry unto Him, cry unto Jesus in our afflictions. Then the Lord will do what? Hear us. The Lord will hear us and He will help us. Right? Isn't that something? That's a beautiful thing to know that when you come into His presence, the Lord just don't hear you. He hear you and He also is here to help you. Now we got to move ourselves out of the way and let the Lord help us. Right? Come on, next verse. What is that? Micah chapter number 7:7-8. Micah chapter number 7:7-8. Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. In that Old Testament there. Micah chapter number 7, verses number 7-8.
Okay, Micah 7. I'm right here, 7 through 8. And it says, therefore will I look unto the Lord.
Yes.
I will wait for the God of my salvation.
Yes.
And it says here, my God will hear.
Isn't that something? The Lord will hear you, right? Everybody see that? Micah 7 and 7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation.
Right.
My God will do what?
Hear me.
That's right. You got to call the Lord with some confidence.
Right.
You got to know that the Lord is not deaf. He's not hard of hearing. He is listening to you.
Right.
If you open up your mouth and you call on Jesus,
right,
he will listen to you. Now, according to verse number, if you look at verse number 1, it didn't start off that way. Verse number 1, the verse number 7, he had to get to that point.
Uh-huh.
But verse number 1, he didn't start off that way. Verse number 1 started off by getting into like a little pity party.
Right.
Woe is me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woe is me. That's what he said. Woe is me. Verse the end of verse number 7 says, my soul desires first ripe fruit. You see that? First ripe fruit.
Right.
You see that? But he wasn't getting it. Because
right,
that's why he said in verse number, beginning part of verse number 1, woe is me.
Uh-huh.
In other words, he wasn't getting things that he desired.
Right.
You see that? In verse number 2, what does the beginning of verse number 2 say? Isn't that something?
And
see? Here he is telling you his reasons. Telling you his excuses about why he's in this woe state, right?
Yep.
This is a sad state, right?
Yes.
And saints get like that.
Yep.
People get like that. They be wanting to tell you all of their problems because they want you to sympathize with them.
Right.
They want you to feel sorry for them. But this is not a feel sorry place. This is a place where you can get the help that you need. That's the truth.
Yep.
This is a place where you can get the help you need. Now, you may come in here with a woe, but you need to listen to the name to deliver you, right? You need to call on the name. You need to stop telling people all of your problems, all of your situations, and start using the name of Jesus. Jesus is your help. That's the truth, saints. You see that? So look at him. He's going all through telling you why he's in this woe state. Verse number 3 says that they may do evil.
Both hands
earnest. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward.
Uh-huh.
And the great man.
He uttered it.
His mischievous desire.
Uh-huh. The best of them is as a briar.
Uh-huh.
In other words, like a trap. The best of them. The best of them is like that, saints. Now shall we be their perplexity. You see that? Now look at verse number 5 say.
That trust ye not in a friend.
Uh-huh, that let me know he was already trying to look for people to help him.
Uh-huh.
But what could the people do? Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. People can't do nothing for you. When you got all these problems, you can get on that phone and start talking all your problems if you want. I'm trying to tell you, they can't do nothing for you.
No.
All they can do is listen to you. They're not a resource.
Right.
They can't bring you out of your mess.
No.
You're just wasting time and energy.
Right.
You should be using your voice to call on Jesus. You should be using your feet to get into his house. Huh? Instead of you staying at home, lingering in your bed, talking about woe is me, get up out that bed. Use your feet to walk to the house of the Lord and stand in his presence. Use his name. Cry out to him in your affliction, and he will hear you and help you, right? That's what Jesus will do for you, say. That's right, that's right. Keep going. Look at the rest of verse number 5. Trust not in the friend.
Put ye not confidence
in a God. That's right.
Keep the doors of thy mouth from thy liars and thy bosom.
Yes, that's right.
Verse
6. In other words, sometimes you gotta refrain from telling even the person that is closest to you. In other words, the Lord is telling me, your wife is close to you, Elder Scudder. Your wife lays on your chest. Huh? Oh, yes, she does. She's my wife. She has access to lay on my chest. But in my time of trouble, she is not the person that can deliver me. She is not my resource.
Right?
That's what verse number 5 tells me. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in the God. Keep the doors of your mouth from her that lieth in your bosom. Right? When I look at my children, when I look at my daughter, my son, I can't put no confidence in them. I can't look to them to be my help or my resource. No. They got their own lives to live. That's right. They got their own lives to live. Verse number 6 says what?
For the son dishonoreth the father.
That's right.
The daughter riseth up against her mother.
Yes.
The daughter-in-law against her mother.
Don't you see something like that today?
Yeah.
That's right. You can't put your confidence and your trust in them. They may be your buddy in the morning, but by the time the noonday come, they don't want nothing to do with you. They won't even answer the phone when you call. Why? Because you're getting on their nerves. You and all of your problems, all of your issues, all of your sorrow, all they hear is whoa, 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 and they got their own issues too. That's the truth. So the Lord is telling you, because you can't put your confidence in people, verse number 7 says, after you have exhausted all of your physical efforts and energy, trying to find help in this one and in that one, do not forget Jesus. Therefore, look unto the Lord Jesus and wait for Jesus. Just because you're there don't mean he's going to move when you want him to move. You've got to learn how to be patient and wait for Jesus. Why? Because he's your salvation. He's the one that can deliver you, right? He's the one that can deliver you. He is the one that hears you, right? That's the truth. I'd rather tell somebody that cares for me. Not just cares for me, but can do something about it. I'm not saying my wife don't love me, but she can't do nothing about it. There's certain things she can't do anything about. Only Jesus can solve the issues of my soul, saints. That's the truth. Only Jesus can do that. He exclusively is my help. He doesn't share that resource with anyone else. He says, I exclusively, meaning I alone am your help. You can't look to nobody else to help you. Not like I help you. Right? That's the truth. Verse number 8.
That rejoice not against me.
Yes.
Oh, my enemy.
Yes, the truth.
When I fall.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, that's right. You got to say that within yourself. Don't pay attention to people that slander you when you make a mistake, when you have a shortcoming. That's what the writer is telling you. Don't rejoice. In other words, don't let them drag you down because they're laughing. Don't let them drag you down because they're mocking you. This is what the enemy does. I told you the enemy sees a wound and he wants to put his finger in that wound. He wants to cause more pain. That's the truth, saints. Enemy is not there to help you. He's there to inflict more pain upon you. But you got to know that human is not your help. You got to call on Jesus because Jesus is your help. One thing about Jesus, when you fall and you call on him, he will not leave you there. He will pick you up. The Lord has proven down through the years, every time I've fallen, he has been right there to pick me right up, saints. That's the truth. That's the truth. The Lord says, when you fall, I shall arise. Isn't that a beautiful thing? In other words, I'm not going to stay down there. That's right. People may talk about you and laugh at you for being in the state that you're in, but you got to walk around with some confidence and say, Jesus is my help. And if he's my help, I'm going to get up. Yeah, I may be down, but I am going to get up. I shall arise. Is that what that verse says? I shall arise even when I'm sitting in the dark place. The Lord shall be my light. Come on, do y'all understand that, saints? You got to have it in you like that. You got to realize Jesus is your resource. He is your help. Even in times of trouble, in times of hurt, in times of pain, Jesus is your help, right? That's the truth, saints. That's right. Come on, give me another one. What is that? Psalms 37 and 40. Psalms 37 and 40. Oh, yes, saints. This is the truth.
Yes.
Jesus is here to help us. If we let him, he will do it.
37 and 4.
Yes.
The Lord shall help them and deliver them.
Yes.
He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust him.
That's right. So Jesus is just not there to help. He's also says, I'm a deliverer.
Right.
That's a form of help sometimes we need. Sometimes we need a little bit more than a listening ear. We need a little bit more of someone just to dump all of our problems to. We really need somebody to do what? Deliver us. To pick us out, take us out of this thing. Right? When you deliver somebody, you take them out of it. Right? In other words, you allow them to escape. You bring them out of that mess.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
So you say, Elder Scott, I'm sick of being in this wallowing mud.
Yeah.
The Lord say, I'm here to deliver you.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hit. Just don't think that I'm a God that just listens to you.
Yeah.
But I listen and I operate.
Uh-huh.
Meaning I deliver too.
Yeah.
If you want to get out of it, you not only call Jesus for him to listen to you. You call him for him to do what? Deliver you.
Deliver.
So don't you stop calling Jesus until it works.
Right.
Yeah, that's the truth. Don't you stop calling Jesus till it works. Till, in other words, he brings you out from where you are to where you desire to be at. Right? That's the truth. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. What else? He will deliver you from the wicked. He'll save you. Why? Because you trust in Jesus. That's right. Because you trust in the Lord. Because you have faith in Jesus. He will do what? Deliver you. He will deliver you and he will save you. Right? And that's a beautiful thing to know. If I'm down there calling on Jesus and I want the Holy Ghost, all you got to do is just stay there. All you got to do is just stay there. Why? Because the Lord is listening to you. He's just not listening to you, but he's also on the way to deliver you. According to this scripture, all you got to do is just keep on trusting Jesus. You can't let the enemy cause you to doubt. You can't let the enemy cause you to be sitting up there wondering, oh, I wonder, do the Lord hear me? Yeah, he hear you. He done told you he hear you. He said, I hear you and I'm here to help you. And I just help you, but to do what? Deliver you. Deliver you and save you. Why? Because you simply trust in me. Lord is just trying to get you to the point where you stop looking at other people to put your trust in and put your trust in Jesus, right? That's right. Put your trust in Jesus. He deserves all of it. He doesn't deserve partial trust. He deserves all of your trust. All of your confidence has got to be in Jesus. That's the truth, saints. I know that stuff sometimes may be coming. Becoming hard. And sometimes you just don't know what to do. And sometimes you respond so quickly that you don't even realize, hold up, I done said something and I done caused a judgment or a reality to set in, and it's too early in the day. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. Sometimes we set these things up in our mind that we can't do. And it's too early in the day. You don't know what the Lord can do between now and when it's time to perform. Huh? That's true. That's why you got to be careful. Don't set it up so, say you wake up 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, say, oh, I can't do today. Then you get that text 9 and say 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, I can't come today. Hold up. Don't say you can't come today. You don't know what the Lord going to do between 10 and 7 o'clock in the evening. Lord could come right by and sweep. I mean, come by and sweep you up.
Right.
Come on, that's what it means. He said he will help you and deliver you.
Right.
Lord can come by and sweep you up and put you where you desire to be at so that you can perform his will.
Right.
It's got to be something inside of you to say, Lord, I want to praise you.
Right.
Lord, I want to thank you.
Yeah.
I want to come into your house and be in your presence, right? That's the truth. Even when I'm in affliction. Even when I'm in affliction. In other words, even when I'm going through, it has nothing to do with my desire. I want to be here, right? That's the truth. Now, I can't help you if you don't want to be here. Lord can't do nothing for you if you don't want to be here. You say, oh, God, I just want to be on. Well, I guess he's going to stay on home then.
Yes.
I guess that's all you can see. But I want to be in the house of the Lord. Huh?
Yes.
That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
I want to be in his house. And I want to be able to stand in his presence.
Yes.
I want to be able to call on his name.
Yes.
That's the truth, saints. I want to be able to do that. And even in my state of affliction,
yes.
I want to be able to cry out to the Lord.
Yes.
Even in my afflicted state.
Right. Right.
Huh?
Yes.
And know that the Lord hears me.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
And not only hears me, but he will help me.
Yes.
In other words, he won't leave me afflicted.
patiently and trust him. He said, I will deliver you and save you, right? That's the truth. That's what the Lord said. Not Elder Scholar. The Lord said this, right? Jesus said this, right? Go over to chapter number 33 and verse number 20.
And it says, our soul waited for the Lord.
Ain't that the truth? That's why sometimes I be looking. You can't let prayer services go unattended. Huh? Prayer is vital. Prayer is vital to your health. Your spiritual well-being is all dependent upon prayer. Huh? Prayer is you making your petitions to Jesus. In other words, you taking the time out of your busy schedule to say, I need to talk to the Lord. Huh? I done talked to everybody else. Now it's time for me to talk to Jesus. And when I talk to Jesus, I don't want any interruptions. I don't want any distractions. I need to be around other people that are talking to Jesus. Don't let the devil make you foolish in your mind and say, I can pray at home. You are a liar. There's too many distractions going on in your home. Your neighbors are not praying. Your television is not praying. Your radio is not praying. That drug addict outside is not praying. That drug dealer standing on the corner is not praying. That car going down the street is not praying. Them mice running up and down your walls are not praying. Them roaches crawling up the wall are not praying. You need to be somewhere where other folk are around you lifting up the name of Jesus so that you have no distractions, right? So that you can put your mind completely on the Lord, right? That's the truth, saints. You need to be in here crying out to the Lord. Why? Because you ain't got no distractions. Because every now and then your mind get off. Every now and then your mind get a little funny. While you're trying to talk to Jesus, you start to develop things in yourself that try to resurrect itself. And you need to hear somebody beside you, in front of you, around you, saying, Jesus, Jesus. Someone telling you, call him by his name. Lift up your voice. Get out of yourself. Focus on Jesus. Why? Because you need some help. You need the Lord to deliver you, right? That's the truth. You need the Lord to deliver you. Not people. You need the Lord to deliver you. That's the truth. So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for my prayer services. I thank the Lord for being around saints that have a mind to call on Jesus. Yeah, it's the truth. Sometimes I got other things that I have to do. And I thank the Lord. And when I go, even when I go back in my back in the office, and I'm sitting there doing some things that need to be done, I can still hear the saints calling on Jesus. Sometimes the Lord will just bless me to where I'll be sitting at my desk. And I'll just put my head down. And while I'm waiting for things to finish working, I'm just saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Then I come on in the door. I walk around and make sure everything is all right. It's a beautiful thing to hear the name on this side of the wall, to hear the name on that side of the wall, to hear the name over there. That lets me know this is where I need to be at. Why? Because everywhere I go, I need to hear the name of Jesus. Why? Because you don't know what I'm going through. I might be in an afflicted state, and the Lord says, in my affliction, I need to cry out to Jesus. Why? Because he hears me, and he will help me, right? I'm believing I'm not going to leave the way I came. I may have come through these doors afflicted, but I'm looking for the Lord to deliver me. I'm not looking to go home the way I came. I'm looking for the Lord to free me. That's the truth. Prayer. The act of petitioning. The privilege of making your request known. Oh, isn't that a beautiful thing? All you got to do is open up and tell the Lord, what do you want Jesus to do for you? Open up your mouth and say, Jesus, I need you to heal my body. Jesus, I don't feel well this morning. Jesus, my bones ain't moving like I need to move. And just wait there. Oh, let them know, Lord, I didn't stay home. I couldn't stay home, but Lord, I desire to come into your house. I desire to stand in your presence. Lord hears me. I ain't wondering, I ain't guessing. I know the Lord hears me. When I forget about myself and concentrate on Jesus, I know the Lord hears me. He done proved it too many times before. He come by and touch my body. He comes by and moves on me. He lets me know he's right there. Oh, the fire is still burning in my soul, right? That's right. Ain't nobody but the devil trying to put it out. Ain't nobody but the devil trying to throw water on my fire. Huh? Trying to throw water on my fire. Even though the devil ain't give me that fire in the beginning. Devil ain't give me this fire. Jesus gave this to me. It belongs to him, right? Devil ain't give it to me. He's sure trying to take it away from me, though. But I'm reminding him every day, you didn't give me this. You did not give me this fire. The Lord Jesus gave me this fire. And he's able to sustain it. He's able to keep it burning. Oh, don't you want the Lord to keep the fire burning? Lord is able to keep the fire burning. He said, I can be the fuel to your flame. Lord, be the fuel to my, be my helper, right? Huh? That's the truth. What the devil be trying to do? Let your fire die out. You gotta let that devil know. No, no, no. Jesus is my help. Jesus will keep the fire burning. If I want him to, he will keep the fire burning. That's the truth. That's the truth. Come on. Now, how should I express my need for Jesus to help me? To get favorable results. Don't you want favorable results? I want some results. Huh? I don't want to pray and just not have no results. I want to see something. When your body is hurting, you want to see something. I want to see the Lord move. I ain't talking about move, put some money in my pocket. No. I'm talking about my body right now. I need the Lord to come by and touch my body. That's my prayer request, right? So when someone come and give me some money, I ain't satisfied with that. Because that ain't what I'm asking the Lord to do. Somebody say, go home. I'm going to fix you something to eat. I ain't satisfied with that. That ain't what I'm looking for the Lord. I need the Lord to come by and touch my body. That's the help that I need. That's the focus of my petition. Huh? Somebody give me some of those scriptures. Hebrews 4 and 16. Yes. Come boldly. Yes. Ain't that the truth? What is it? What is this throne? It's a throne of grace. What is grace? God's unmerited favor. Shown to an undeserving person. Huh? That's the truth. You coming before a throne of grace. Isn't that a beautiful thing, saints? When you are in prayer, when you are crying out to Jesus, you and I are coming before a throne of grace. Huh? Come on, why am I coming before this throne of grace? That I can obtain something. In other words, that I can get something. So that I can acquire something. In other words, before I got there, I didn't have it. So now I'm coming to the throne with the expectation of receiving it. Oh yes, saints, we got to stay in a receiving mode. What is receiving? Meaning you got to get something from Jesus. How did you get it in the beginning? You had to get out of yourself. That's what we try to tell you. Stay on down there at that altar until you receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, that is your model for how it is to be out of yourself. If you don't get the Holy Ghost, that means you don't understand what it is like to be out of yourself. Now, you might feel good calling Jesus. You might feel excited while you're calling Jesus, but you got to stay there until you receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because that's when the Lord sets the bar. He is telling you right then and there, this is what it is like for you to be out of yourself and let me have my way. This is what it is like to say, Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior, my Master, my Deliverer, my Waymaker, right? You don't know nothing about that till you get the Holy Ghost. You don't know nothing about it until you get the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You might be talking about it, but you don't know nothing about this until you get the Holy Ghost. Because
yes.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, that's when you empty yourself.
Yes.
That's when you get yourself completely out of the way. And you said, Jesus, have your way in me, right? Lord, have your way in me. And then the Lord comes right on in. And according to the scripture, he sucks with you. He sucks with you. He talks with you. He relates with you. And you are able to relate with him. Conversation. Prayer. Huh? If it's all one-sided, it's no good.
Right.
It's got to be two-sided.
Yes.
In other words, I'm giving and I'm also receiving. Huh?
Yes.
I can't receive, though, if I'm in the way.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. If I'm in the way, I'm going to pay attention to myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be scratching.
Yeah.
I'm going to be itching.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be thinking. Uh-huh. All that stuff is self.
Uh-huh.
You got to get all that stuff out of your mind.
Uh-huh.
Huh? And your mind has got to be focused completely on Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no way in the world you're going to make it back in the rapture.
Uh-huh.
If your mind ain't on Jesus, ain't no way in the world you're going to be content in a heavenly place.
Jesus.
Where all you hear and see is Jesus all day long, right? If you do, I already know how some folk going to behave if they try to get in. And they in themselves, the first thing they're going to say is, when we going to stop this?
Uh-huh.
Angels are too loud.
Uh-huh.
Too much noise going on up here.
Yeah.
I got a headache.
Right.
Heaven ain't for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, heaven ain't for you.
Right.
Heaven is a place of praise.
That's it.
Endless praise.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
See, saints long to get out of this body so that they can praise the Lord forever. I want to get out of this body so that I can praise the Lord in a glorified body. In this body, I get tired. My throat wears out. That's true. This body pains. But if I just pray and cry out to the Lord and ask the Lord to deliver in that glorified body,
right,
I won't have none of that to have to deal with.
Right.
Lord, help me to escape from out of all of this mess.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
And I'll have no limits.
Thank you.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Yeah.
I'll be able to praise Jesus with no limits.
Right.
It won't be a clock on the wall.
Jesus.
Huh? Won't be no alarm clocks.
No, no, no.
Huh?
Right.
Won't nobody be telling me I need you to go here and go there.
No.
Nah. No. It'll just be Jesus all day long. It'll be Jesus all day long. I'll be able to praise the Lord all day long.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Amen.
Everybody ain't looking forward to that.
Right. You know,
a lot of folks just happy being where they are, doing what they're doing. And I don't understand. You're going to carry that attitude right into the pit. And you're going to be no different than that rich man saying, why am I here? And somebody's going to remind you. Somebody's going to remind you. We are here because of what we did. We are here because of how we behaved ourselves. When it was time to prove ourselves. Right?
This
is a time of proving. You got to prove to the Lord that you want to be saved. Right? That you want to go back with him when he comes. Say, come before this throne that you might obtain mercy and find help. Something like that. In the time of what? Need. There's got to be a need that is there. All right, let's go to Mark chapter number 9, 23 through 25.
23 says, Jesus said unto him,
yes,
if thou canst believe.
Yes, sometimes it's hard.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to lie to you and tell you sometimes it's not hard to believe. Sometimes it's hard to believe.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard to trust Jesus. But the Lord is just telling you, if you could just get out of yourself, if you just can believe, that's true. And I can't put that attitude in you. You got to have that kind of mind frame for yourself. That no matter what you are going through, that you're going to trust Jesus. Even when it don't make sense. Sometimes it just don't make sense. You just don't see how it's going to work out. But you got to stand flat footed and say, if Jesus, if you said this in your word, I'm going to just believe what you said.
Right.
No matter what things are going on, what people say, what people do, I'm going to stand, even if I got to stand by myself.
Right.
I'm going to trust what you said in your word, right? And don't back up from it. Don't back up from it. If thou canst believe. Not some things, saints. Not some things, all things are possible to them that do what believe. Keep going.
And straightway the father of the child.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? What did this fellow do? He looked like he performed what the word said. The word says in the beginning, it says, in my affliction, I cried. Huh? In my state of desperation. In my state of need. Huh? The man needed something. And in that state of need, he didn't cry, woe is me. He cried out to Jesus. He saw his shortcomings.
Yes.
He saw when he was failing.
Yes.
He saw when he was weak.
Yes.
And wouldn't he look to Jesus as the resource? He looked to Jesus as the help.
Yes.
He says, Lord, I believe.
Yes.
Help thou my what?
Unbelief.
Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
I don't want to quote it wrong.
Jesus,
y'all going over there, Mark. Mark chapter number 9.
Mark,
yeah, go ahead and read what you're saying. Yes, yes.
Therefore, I will look unto the Lord.
Yes, and I will wait.
The God of my God.
Yes.
But my God will hear me.
Yes, he will hear me, right? Mm-hmm. See, that's what that fella, the people were trying to laugh. You say, even when rejoice not against me, my enemies.
Right.
They try to laugh and mock. Why? Because you're in a down state.
Yes.
Huh? You're not in a less favorable position.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's true. You're in a less favorable position. You're not really where you want to be at.
Uh-huh.
But in that mind, that man's mind, he knew he could, he wouldn't stay there.
Right.
If the Lord would just help him, he knew it wouldn't be. He wouldn't be in that state no more.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's why he could say, "When I fall, I will arise."
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
And though I'm sitting here in the darkness,
uh-huh,
I'm depending on the Lord to be my light.
Right.
Huh? The Lord's gonna be my light. So the fella says, Lord, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it say in Mark chapter number 9? He said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief, right? Read a little bit more of that in Mark. 9, I believe we at 25 now. That's all right.
Mark 9:23-25.
Nope.
And in 25 says, when Jesus saw,
yeah, you gotta show, you gotta show the Lord something.
Right.
You gotta show the Lord something, saints.
Right.
You need to prove to Jesus that you're looking to see the Lord do something great and mighty in your life.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
That's the truth. You need to prove to the Lord that you're looking for him to do something great in your life, right?
Yes.
That's the truth. Something that you can't do by yourself. What does the writer say there?
He says, you saw the people running together, he rebuked the foul spirit.
Yes.
Saying unto them, him, thou
dumb and deaf spirit,
I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him.
Verse number 29.
29 reads, he said unto them,
this kind
can come forth by nothing but prayer.
That's the truth. You got to get out of yourself. You got to get out of yourself, and you need to learn how to do what? Talk to the Lord. Fasting teaches you to get out of yourself. It disciplines you to not be self-focused. Prayer is your line of communication to Jesus. Why ask the Lord to do something if you don't believe he can do it? Huh? Why are you going to ask the Lord to do something if you think you got to help him do it? Lord don't need your help. Lord will let you go right on and wallow in that stuff until you come to your senses, right? That's the truth. Some people wallow for years until they come to their senses and didn't realize, I can't do this by myself. I need the Lord to help me. Right? That's the truth. The Lord is just looking for us to get to that point where we realize that we need the Lord to help us. Go to Matthew chapter number 15 and 22.
And behold, a woman of Canaan,
yes,
came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying,
Lord,
have mercy on me.
Well, look at where she was coming. She was coming to the throne of grace, wasn't she? Jesus is the throne of grace. Huh? She was coming without mercy, but she was looking to do what? Obtain it. Huh? Therefore, she cried out, have mercy. Huh? That's right. Don't come to church if you think you got everything you need. You come because you need something from the Lord, right? You got that attitude, I'm where I need to be. Still home then. Wait for the rapture. But I guarantee you, you're going to be left.
Yes. Yes.
We come because we need Jesus.
Yes.
That's what we sing that song in the beginning of every service. Yes. I need thee, oh. I need thee.
Yes.
Every hour.
Yes.
Not sometimes, every hour.
Yes.
I need thee. Even when I'm asleep, I need thee. Huh? Even when I'm not conscious of what's going on around me, I need Jesus. Bless me now. Oh, my Savior. Who am I? I'm coming to thee. Huh? I ain't coming to nobody else. I'm coming to you, Jesus. Yeah. That's the truth. Folk, a lot of times they come to church, they be looking around to see what other folk are doing. You're missing the big picture. You're coming in here to focus on Jesus. To put your mind on Jesus. To hear from the Lord, right? That's the truth. You need the Lord to bless you. You need the Lord to help you. You need the Lord to save you. You need the Lord to deliver you, right? That's the truth. Read a little bit more. That woman said what?
She said, have mercy on me, O Lord.
My daughter.
Son of David. Yeah. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
That's the truth. I know a lot of parents like that. Got some children, got some demons inside of them. Huh? That's the truth. You got children that you know are not behaving the way you raised them. Huh? And when they're not behaving the way that you raised them, they got a demon inside of them. And you got to be honest. And say flat-footed what that demon is trying to do to your child. That demon is trying to kill my child. And Lord, I don't want my child to die in their sin. Jesus, I need you to deliver my child from that vexed, grievous spirit, right? Instead of my child giving me joy, it's a heartache. Call it for what it is. My child is hurting my heart. My child is causing my heart to be broken. And I don't want to feel like this, Jesus. Call it.
Jesus.
Child got the devil inside of it. You are not to call. I'm not calling my child the devil. I'm calling the spirit that is in them. The spirit that's controlling them. Causing them to do things they should not, right? That's the truth, saints. Read a little bit more. Verse 23. Ain't that something? That's what I'm trying to tell you, saints. You need to be confident in your prayer life. Sometimes the Lord's going to see just how bad you want it. And it is amazing. She said everything right. According to verse number 22, she called him Lord because that's who he is. He is the self-existent one. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God. But Jesus is trying to show you, I'm not no genie. Just because you call don't make me do what you want me to do. I'm in control of this. That's what makes me Lord. I do what I want, when I want, how I want, where I want. You just need to be what? Patient. So you just need to be patient. And just stay right there. Did she retreat?
Nope.
Did she run back home?
Nope.
Saying, I done prayed and Jesus didn't do it, so I'm going back home. Nah, she stayed right there. She knew where her help was at, and she was willing to stay there even when he wasn't listening, right? Isn't that a beautiful thing? Are you willing to stay there even when the Lord ain't listening to you? Are you willing to stay right there before the Lord? Even when he doesn't give you the answer you're looking for. Even when it appears he has turned a deaf ear on you. Is that what the verse says? Verse number 23 says, he answered her not a word. But the beautiful thing about this verse, verse number 23, it says Jesus did what? Answer
her, not a word.
But he still knew that she was there.
Yeah, right.
Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
He didn't answer, but he knew she was right there.
Right.
So just because the Lord don't answer, don't think he ain't paying attention to you. He's God. He knows everything. He knows everything and he sees everything, right?
Yeah.
He just want to see, what are you going to do?
Right.
Prove yourself, saint.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, I'm going to be faithful. Prove it.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm going to praise you in spite. Prove it.
Right.
That's right. Be a doer of it. Right? Prove it. Read a little bit more. Come on.
And his disciples came and besought him.
Saying, send her away.
But she cried.
Hold up. Even when she thought the Lord wasn't listening, what did she keep doing?
She kept
on crying.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So what do we need to do?
Keep crying.
Some folks look at us and say, y'all come in here all the time because the Lord told us to do this.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. How long y'all gonna be crying till Jesus answers?
Right.
Gonna stay right there? Why? Because we know He sees us.
Yes.
We know the Lord sees us.
Yes.
I ain't wondering. I know He sees me.
Yes. That's right.
Verse number 24.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the
house of Israel. In other words, focus. He came into his own.
Right.
And at his own, he's still going through the process where his own is not receiving him.
Right.
So he's focused. He's mission focused.
Yes.
But he's trying to teach a valuable lesson.
Uh-huh.
See, don't you get caught up in this thing called self.
Because
the Lord chose you to be with him.
Right.
There are other folk that may not even look like they belong to Jesus. When the Lord see a soul cry out, you got to encourage him. Keep crying out to Jesus. Even if it don't look like he's going to come, keep on crying out, right? Don't be no bearer of bad news. You keep crying, keep encouraging folk. Cry out to the Lord. Even when it don't seem like the Lord is listening to them, keep crying out to the Lord. Read a little bit more. Verse 25. And worship him, saying,
Lord,
help me. Huh?
But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs.
It ain't good for me to get a good stuff to people that ain't worthy of it.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Ain't the Holy Ghost good stuff?
Yes,
Jesus good, isn't he?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I thank the Lord looked beyond my unworthy state.
Right.
And he still blessed my soul, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That's the truth.
Right.
You look over your life, there are a lot more folk that were much more in a better position. I always say they were more savable than you and I were. But the Lord still looked beyond all of my shortcomings. And he took the time to do what? Save me. Took time to work with me. Listen to me when I cried out for help, right? Keep going.
And she said, truth, Lord. Yet the
door. In other words, she's not denying who she is.
Uh-huh.
That's why when folk come and remind you about who you were, don't be in denial of it. Say, yeah, that's who I was. Key word, was. But look at what the Lord have done in my life. Lord has changed me. Made me a new creature in him. And I'm glad he did it, saints. That's true. Read a little bit more.
She said, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs
which fall from the masses. In other words, she was saying, Lord, I don't have to have the bread. All I want to do is be fed. Huh? Isn't that the truth? I don't have to have the bread, but I still want to be fed. Huh? Look at verse number 28.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her,
oh, great. Isn't that what I'm trying to tell you? All the devil's trying to do to you is not to have faith in Jesus. Because he knows faith moves the Lord. And even when you're in your most desperate time, that's when it's time to really stretch out and exercise your faith in Jesus. Sometimes you do really do. You just have to just stop what you're doing. Stop all that stuff that you're trying. Say, oh, I'm trying to get there. Stop what you're doing and just lean and depend on. Say, Lord Jesus, I need your help. I just don't see how to work this thing out. I don't understand. Huh? Tell them. Get out of that thing where you think you're so intelligent. That you know how to put stuff together and say, Lord, I don't understand. I don't know how to do this. You are the only one that can help me right now. Right? And let the Lord do it. Let the Lord step right on in and do just what you ask. Right? Say, I don't know how he's going to do it. And it ain't up to me to know how. All I need to do is express my need to him to help me. Isn't that what that woman said? She said, Lord, just need you to help me. Huh? Lord said, it ain't meet for me to give you the stuff that's on the good table. Because now it's meet for me to give the good stuff to the dog. Say, Lord, you're telling the truth. I know who I am. I know who I am. But the dogs even eat the crumbs that fall from the table. And I'm a witness of that. Huh? I've got a dog right now. That even when we don't give him what's on the table, he's satisfied lingering on the floor, waiting for something just to fall down. And he runs to that crumb as though we gave him a whole plate of food, right? That's the truth. He's willing just to eat the crumbs that fall from the table, right? Keep reading a little bit more.
Jesus answered and said unto her,
O woman,
great
is thy faith.
Be it unto thee even as thou wilt.
Uh-huh.
And thy daughter was made whole.
From that very, isn't that what you want to say?
Yes.
at the end of the day, all I need Jesus to do for me is to do something I can't do for myself.
Amen.
And that's all that woman was doing. She just needed the Lord to do for her something that she couldn't do for herself. All right? I'm not going to go any longer into that. Maybe we'll pick up a little bit more of this on next week. Because we do need the Lord to be our help, saints. I was just thinking the concept of the text scripture where it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And you think about that. I don't know what was in David's mind when he wrote that. But I could just think of the concept of the strategy of the heel. In my time of attack, in my time when the enemy is coming, the best strategy to be is to be up on the heel. Why? Because it gives me the advantage point, right? I can see down below. I have a better view as to what's going on, right? That's the truth, saints, when you're up high. Right? This you think about the logic. If I was up on the roof, I got a better view. I can see things that other people can't see. Because
right.
I'm what? I'm higher up. Right?
Yeah.
That's the truth. There's a better view.
Right.
And the writer is saying, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help is not the hill itself, but it's the strategy, the vantage point. And he goes on to say, my help cometh from the Lord.
Right.
Jesus is my vantage point.
Right.
In other words, Jesus sees things I cannot see.
Right.
He knows when my enemy is coming, and he knows how to deal with my enemy.
Right.
He knows my enemy's weak spots.
Right.
He knows where my enemy is vulnerable. Right?
Yes.
And who better to take him out than the Lord Jesus? Huh? Who better to take out the devil when the devil is plotting? Huh? You don't even know right now. The devil might be having a plot against you for this week. Somewhere the devil just setting up a trap. Huh? Who better to see that? But Jesus.
Right.
Why? Because he knows the end from the beginning of a thing.
Right.
All I know is what I see.
Right.
Say, Elder Scudder, what's going on out with your car? I don't know. I can't see through no walls.
Right.
Huh? Somebody could be breaking in my car right now.
Right.
Stealing my tires.
Yeah.
Cutting my tires right now. I don't know what they're doing. But who sees them? Jesus. And who know how to deal with them? That's the truth. Them folks stole that carburetor. We didn't see them. We ain't seen that Cadillac converter. We ain't seen them. We ain't know nothing about it. But who saw them? Jesus. Jesus seen them. Jesus knew who they are. Jesus know right where they are right now. Is the Lord still letting them live on the earth right now? Lord, see right where they are right now. In their thieving ways. And who better to deal with them? Lord know how to put a hurting on you better than I do. That's the truth. You think you taking from me, hurting me? You ain't hurting me.
Right.
Lord, not to hurt you worse than that, me.
Right.
Lord, not love what Big James said, fellow, went from riding the car to driving the bicycle. Huh? All because of how he did the saints.
Yeah.
Ain't no different than the baby man. I was baby the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. All right, baby, we got you, baby. What's wrong with you? I got it, baby. I can take care of this, baby. I can do it, dude. Baby man lost everything. Baby man lost everything. I see baby man all the time. He live right around the corner from me. Don't have nothing to drive around in there. Lord, they took everything away. You think you're going to help? You going to hurt me? You ain't going to hurt me. You're not going to hurt me. You don't hurt the saints and think you're going to get away with it. You're right. Go right on. Keep on trying. Oh, enemy, don't rejoice. Because you think you put me down?
I will
arise, right? Even though I sit in the darkness at this moment, Jesus will be my light, right? Y'all understand that, saints? Don't try to take the Lord's spot and try to bring vengeance on people. The Lord says, I will repay. Let the Lord take care of stuff. You do what you are supposed to do. When the enemy come, they see him. Hello? I still speak. When he come by, I still speak. Hello, how you doing? How's everything going? Why? Because I don't wish ill will on nobody. I don't wish ill will. I already know what the cause of that stuff is. It's an enemy inside of them. These people are possessed. They got the devil inside of them, saints. Call it for what it is. Devil don't mean them no good. If he don't mean them no good, he don't mean you no good. Lord done already told you the world does not like us. They can't stand us. They like their own, but they do not like you. They don't want to hang around you. You say, well, I don't understand why my family don't call me. Because they don't want to hang around you.
That's right.
They don't want to. Brother said that's the only time. Only time I hear from is when you want something. I'm trying to tell you right now, that's the only time you are going to hear from me.
Right.
They never going to call you and say, how are you doing?
Nope.
If they do say it, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Something's leading up to it.
Yeah.
Since when did you care about how I was doing?
Right.
Last I checked a couple of weeks ago, I was sick as a dog. You wasn't nowhere to be found.
Right.
But now that I'm feeling better, now you want to ask me how I'm doing.
Right.
If the Lord was giving you a mind, you would have called me when I was sick.
Because right.
I sure enough would have told you, go get me some orange juice.
Yeah.
And if it was the Lord that was giving you the mind, you would have gladly went and did that.
Yeah.
But now that I'm doing well, problem is over, storm is gone, now you want to ask me how I'm doing.
Right.
Now I know it's not Jesus that's calling me. Alternative motive, right? What is it that you want? What you mean? What is it that you want? Well, okay. That's when you got to use that Sister Scudder wisdom. Sister Scudder said, now, if you did not know me, what would you do? If I wasn't in the picture, what would you do? Well, I would go do that. And that's what you need to do then. Right? Because I am not in the picture. Not your picture. I'm not in your picture. I would love to be. You know how you see family portraits? Some people have faded out. You know, you have family members. You see, we was all together at one time, but some of them have faded out. And you need to keep a reminder. Say, who is beside me? There were many that stood with me, but they ain't beside me no more. You ain't in the picture. You're not in their picture. So now when they call and want the benefits of being in the picture, you got to remind them. What would you do if you didn't know me? What would you do if you didn't see me? This is what I would do. Then that's what you need to do. Because I'm not in the picture. This picture of what? What picture? The picture called your life. This is your story. This is your movie. The picture called your life. Huh? You are the director. This is your cut. Keep on telling your story, right? And guess what? Leave me out of it. Leave me out of it. I don't want no part of it, saints. All right? Trust you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart. You may not sin against Jesus. Definitely thank the Lord for blessing.